Have you ever wondered why bad things happen to good people? In our last segment, we talked about the big picture and why we're in a world where there's suffering and so on. But why do bad things even happen to good people? Years ago, I was pastoring a church in another state, and a young Sabbath school teacher who did an excellent job from week to week teaching her young children in that class, and she had two small children of her own, and yet she had an unbelieving husband. One day the news came that she was diagnosed with cancer, and so of course the whole church prayed for her, and yet she got worse and worse and worse. Finally, she died in spite of our prayers and left those two children to an unbelieving husband to raise. So we ask ourselves, why do things like that happen? We go back to the big picture. We learn that this earth became a laboratory demonstration. Why this earth? Because Adam and Eve chose to disobey God and eat from the forbidden fruit. Now, in a scientific experiment, there must be a controlled environment or controlled laboratory for a fair or real outcome. When God and Satan are competing to demonstrate whose values, whose ways bring happiness, the laboratory demonstration that's going on in this world must have ground rules. So we're going to talk about five ground rules that God has laid out. Number one, there is a time limit to this experiment. In other words, God is not going to allow this to go on through eternity. The Bible says in Revelation 12, verse 12, the devil's angry because he knows that his time is short. Number two, God limits the devil. That's good news. The Bible says the devil's like a roaring lion seeking whom he might devour. Why doesn't the devil just destroy us? Because God doesn't let him. We learn that God puts limits on the devil. We can see that in Job, the first and second chapters, where God said, you can do this, but you can't do that. So God limits the devil to influence us. He cannot coerce us. He cannot destroy us. He can make our lives miserable, but he cannot destroy us. He has to be limited to influence. Number three, if God limits the devil in his side, in his fallen angels, what does God have to do to his side of the equation in order to make it fair? Obviously, God must limit himself, his angels, his Holy Spirit, his methods to influence. And so we are influenced by two sides that are limited in what they can do. Not because God is limited, but because he chooses to limit himself. Fourthly, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, it says that we cannot be pushed beyond our limits. Notice, no temptation has overtaken you but such as common to man, and God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, that you may be able to endure it. That's good news. So there is a time limit. The devil is limited. God limits his forces to make it fair, and we cannot be pushed beyond our limits. Now there is one more limit, and that is that God limits angels on both sides to what the Bible calls the abyss, or some translations call it the bottomless pit. It's not what you think about in Greek mythology. No, the abyss has two meanings. Number one, it's the place of the dead. Secondly, in the meaning that we're looking at or we're using here, is that the abyss is the unseen world, the world seen only by God. They say today that there could be 11 dimensions in our world, and we only experience three. Can you imagine angels living in another dimension that we cannot see? Only God can see. That's an important limit because later we're going to talk about when that limit is removed just before Jesus comes. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.